The Queen's Gambit by Walter Tevis, read by Andrew Buzzio. When she came back with her empty Coke bottle, he was still standing by the machine. He looked at her. "Hey," he said pleasantly. "You're Beth Harmon." She put the bottle in the case. "Yes." "I saw the piece in Life," he said. "The game they printed was a pretty one." It was the game she'd won against Beltic. "Thanks," she said. "I'm Benny Watts."
"I know."
"You shouldn't have castled, though," he said, smiling. She stared at him.
"I needed to get the rook out."
"You could have lost your king pawn."
She wasn't sure what he was talking about. She remembered the game well and had gone over it in her head a few times, but found nothing wrong with it. Was it possible he had memorized the moves from Life and found a weakness? Or was he just showing off?
Standing there, she pictured the position after the castle. The king pawn looked all right to her.
"I don't think so."
"He plays bishop to b5, and you've got to break the pin."
"Wait a minute," she said.
"I can't," Benny said. "I've got to play an adjournment. Set it up and think it out. Your problem is his queen knight." Suddenly, she was angry.
"I don't have to set it up and think it out."
"Goodness," he said, and left.